Happy June. This is Jan Bratt, and this is my June Hedgegram. I hope you are stretching your creative muscles and not letting this pandemic distract your inner spirit from its storytelling mode. In my April and May Hedgegrams, I began a mini course on how to create a children's book. I have written and illustrated children's picture books my whole life, and I'm happy to share my ideas with you. In April, I wrote about getting an idea for a book. And in May, I wrote about making a book dummy and some of the conventions the book world takes for granted. For example, a children's book picture book has 32 pages, and it begins with a title page, and if published, copyright material. If you are a young person and want to experiment with graphic novels or other forms, I don't know much about it. Go for it. About the art, I start a manuscript, and while reading it, basic pictures form in my imagination. Let's say there are mouse soldiers, like in The Nutcracker, the book that I'm working on now. I think about the tone of my story and the aged child I am writing for. I am well aware that this story is a Christmas classic, and the expectations are that it will reflect the wonder and excitement of the holiday. I start by sketching the mice in their battle with a little boy's tin soldiers, led by the Nutcracker. My first sketches made them too sinister. I spent some time in St. Petersburg, Russia, and marveled at the incredibly ornate and colorful military uniforms in the rows of portraits in museums. My goal to make the battle less fearsome will depend on me changing the weapons from rifles with bayonets to lollipops and cannons filled with bonbons. I do have to keep it somewhat suspenseful and realistic, though, for the plot to have meaning. I and the reader have to cheer Nutcracker on against those mice. One way I solve the problem is to not put lots of mice on one page. Many mice climbing around give people the creeps. I will sketch the mice until I get a mouse soldier that is sort of humorous and buffoon-like. Another example is the Nutcracker. Because the 7-year-old Marie is enamored of the ugly but cute anyhow Nutcracker wooden figure that turns into a prince, I have experimented with sketching this character a lot. In the original story, he wears a purple uniform with lots of buttons and shiny boots. I will keep that. He is often pictured with a white beard. I will show him with a boyish face instead. I will minimize his teeth so he doesn't look bizarre. I ordered 2 antique nutcrackers from Europe that are soldiers and 3 more that are animals and people. Hopefully my friend will carve me my own nutcracker according to the finished sketch. There's a certain way the eyes were painted in the olden days that I love. In my mind, that is when Marie is first captivated by the nutcracker. She sees his human-like expression. I go through this back and forth process with all the settings and characters. I have an extensive library, and I will rely on the books I brought back from Russia. I have lots of old antiques magazines that show the kind of quirky but superb craftsmanship found in the past. In my April Hedgegram, I recommended Stephen King's book on writing. He talks about his muse being a bunch of guys in the rec room basement playing cards and having a few laughs. My muse is my 6-year-old self sitting at my shoulder with braids and blue jeans smelling like my horse. I love my books, the good ones, but oh, the scorn if the book did not ring true or failed my expectations. I count on my muse, and I hope you will try to find that special compass that directs your mind and hand. Good luck with all your projects, your friend Jan Bratt.